When working in hot conditions, there are several general practices you can perform to ensure you remain safe and healthy. Work with your supervisor to limit your work in a hot environment and slowly build up your tolerance and endurance. According to OSHA, a heat acclimatization program promotes work at a steady and moderate rate that can be sustained in the heat. It usually takes about 5 to 7 days to build up heat tolerance to a full day's work in the heat. During that time, your body will undergo a series of changes that will make continued exposure to heat more endurable. However, it may take up to several weeks for the body to fully acclimatize. According to the Centers for Disease Control, workers who have had previous experience in jobs where heat levels are high enough to produce heat stress may acclimatize with a regimen of 50% exposure on day 1, 60% on day 2, 80% on day 3, and 100% on day 4. For new workers who will be similarly exposed, the regimen should be 20% on day 1, with a 20% increase in exposure each additional day. Replace fluids by drinking cool, 50 to 60 degree Fahrenheit water, or any cool liquid, except alcoholic beverages. Drink small amounts frequently, for example, 1 cup every 20 minutes. Keep an ample supply of liquids close to the work area. Although some commercial replacement drinks contain salt, this is not necessary if you are acclimatized, because most people add enough salt to their summer diets. Try and spread your work over more individuals by asking for relief workers or extra workers. Use external pacing to minimize overexertion, such as timed rest breaks. Use recovery areas, such as air-conditioned enclosures and rooms for intermittent rest periods with water breaks. When possible, reschedule hot jobs for the cooler parts of the day, such as early morning or after sunset. Take care of the most strenuous tasks during the coolest part of your shift. Work with your supervisor to schedule routine maintenance and repair work in hot areas for night shifts and cooler seasons of the year. Supervisors need to monitor workers who are at risk of heat stress. You are most vulnerable if you are wearing semi-permeable or impermeable clothing, such as high-visibility clothing, when the temperature exceeds 70 degrees Fahrenheit and working strenuously, or burning more than 500 calories per hour. Check your heart rate, recovery heart rate, oil temperature, and how much you are sweating.